Today in Utah, a judge scheduled the state's first jury trial involving polygamy in more than 50 years. Polygamy has been a crime for more than a century, but plural marriage persists in Utah as a religious practice. Thousands of polygamists populate urban and suburban neighborhoods and even entire towns. The case, now set for trial in May, targets a man with 5 wives and 25 children. It's considered a test of Utah's tolerance for plural marriage and the state's ability to stop it. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus has a report.
It seems simple enough. A man goes on national television repeatedly and declares himself a polygamist.
Join us for an ordinary day with an extraordinary family.
People suspect all kinds of things.
5 wives, 29 children, 1 man. Today on Sally.
This is a man named Tom Green.
Tom Green flaunted his polygamy on Sally, Jesse, Raphael, Jerry Springer, and other shows, but it was this appearance on Dateline NBC that got Green into trouble.
You have been involved in situations that, according to state law in Utah, are adultery, are bigamy, and incest.
Yes.
You could be prosecuted on those charges.
Unfortunately, the legal descriptions cover what is abhorrent in society and at the same time cover what I think is quite virtuous in our relationships.
Among the viewers that night was David Levitt, the prosecutor in Juab County, Utah, where Tom Green lives.
He confessed to a felony on national television. I didn't know Tom Green existed until I saw him on television. If Tom Green would have laid low and kept to himself, I wouldn't have known that he existed. You do your crime in public, you're more likely to get caught.
Thousands of polygamists quietly practice the principle, as it's called, in Utah and surrounding states. They stubbornly embrace early teachings of the Mormon Church, which the church itself renounced a century ago. Tom Green.
In the Book of Mormon, God explains that whenever he wants to raise up a righteous posterity to himself, he will use plural marriage to do it. Well, plural marriage is a way of creating a large family or a large group of people or a large nation rather rapidly.
Polygamy seems benign the way Tom Green describes it. It's been perceived as benign for 50 years. That perception changed 2 years ago when a series in the Salt Lake Tribune and a high-profile criminal case exposed some polygamists as welfare cheats and child abusers. At the same time, former plural wives organized an anti-polygamy campaign. Rowena Erickson is co-founder of Tapestry Against Polygamy, which targeted Tom Green.
Tom Green really does need to be dealt with. He's asked for this. He's begged people to try him, to challenge him. He's just rubbed it in their faces. If Tom Green is found guilty, it's going to pave the way for more people to be prosecuted in polygamy.
Prosecuting polygamy isn't easy. It's clearly outlawed in Utah's constitution, but it's not even mentioned in the state's criminal code. Prosecutors can use a bigamy law if they can establish at least one legal marriage. Tom Green carefully married and divorced each of his wives, so he's not technically married to any of them, and none will testify that they're tacitly married or cohabiting with Green. In fact, prosecutor David Levitt was forced to get an unusual court order which formally established a legal marriage between Green and one of his wives. John Buer is Green's attorney.
Can you really prosecute a guy for a crime when he didn't know he was committing a crime until they established it by this ruling at the preliminary hearing? And can you prosecute a man engaged in the practice of polygamy when we show that it is his honest and traditional religious exercise? And can you prosecute him when you don't prosecute other polygamists in the same county simply because he's the one that's talking about it all the time?
Buer has been frustrated so far in his attempts to get these issues before a jury, but jurors may be familiar with them already. The jury pool is likely to include members of the Mormon Church whose ancestors are polygamists. They might also be hostile to Green given Mormon condemnation of polygamy. Prosecutor David Levitt has polygamous ancestors himself, but draws this distinction, which he hopes jurors will share.
None of my ancestors took 13-year-olds to wife. None of my ancestors impregnated 13-year-old girls. None of my ancestors took multiple teenagers to wife. The practice of polygamy in the 19th century is vastly different from the practice of polygamy engaged in by Tom Green.
Green married his wives when they were 13 to 16 years old. He faces a hearing later this month on a separate charge of child rape for conceiving a baby with the 13-year-old. She's now been a plural wife for 14 years and is resisting the prosecutions. Both the prosecution and defense acknowledge it'll be difficult to seat a jury, given all the attention to Tom Green and the prevalence of polygamy in Utah. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.